really doing this again. I'm gonna go get another beer.
You should get another beer.
Should we take a break?
Should we take a break?
We can't take a break. We've got to keep going.
We should take a break, but let it go real time.
There's a chance this will be the second commentary for it.
Wait, can we just have one long? Has anybody ever done a commentary where they showed the movie twice?
Oh, yeah! Okay, so listen.
I wonder if I can pull that off. Hey, this might, right. might be an option. We so, may have
two
an
angel, hell
spreading
of a,
two in a row.
Hell of a lady.
Yeah, asphyxia.
Asphyxia.
No television in a house. Skin. True story.
Her interesting
house,
fact.
Dude, their what? House was weird. What? Yeah, there was, it's it was actually, like, it was like almost complete.
American Airlines, that shit still exists or what?
For some reason, I walked in, I was expecting a pigsty, but when I walked in, their house was almost completely empty.
No, it's like, bare, yeah, exactly.
Completely bare.
They barely exist.
Of course bare they barely exist. Yeah, the bare necessities and then each other's vaginas.
Yeah. Exactly. All they own between them is lube.
We don't have that.
And they spent the whole.
Do they actually need lube?
Oh, yeah, no way. Toys.
We all spent time like outside of their house. Was that who's? It was me and you, Joshua.
I love the dead rabbit.
Trying to get them on one of the days.
Yeah,
they flick,
just yelling.
One of the several days they flick, just outside, like ringing all the bells, yelling their names.
Yelling asphyxia is the best part. You're yelling asphyxia on the street.
They spent the whole time talking about. Like, asphyxia was trying to get rent from her parents, and her parents were giving it to her, and she was complaining. And then they were both complaining about somebody they were in, like, strip classes with or something.
They
live a really interesting life.
Day in the life of porn stars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're telling me she didn't make enough off of making the woodsman the pay rent?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, John Angel's ass. You didn't hang on the ass long enough.
I hung out the ass a while. Hey, you gotta keep the thing moving, you know? I could do a whole movie of just asses.
That's maybe the best shot in the entire movie right
yeah.
there.
I wish I had a better version of that. I'm sorry about the lens flare.
We were trying to get these shots amidst dog walkers. Like,
yeah,
we
yeah,
were people
to remember,
stop.
Yeah.
I had to be like, hey, quiet, and dogs would, like, run to our shot. Australian kazoo.
Well, what about hiding in the bushes with a fucking 12-inch dick and a G-string?
No, that's
how about better? How about being in a park in the morning? In the middle, with nowhere to hide.
Sure, I hadn't been asleep yet.
Wait, how about doing all your shots with a 12-inch dick while trying to squeeze him in before some kid's birthday party started? Because that's what happened with all, with,
all,
like,
the, all the Mexican barbecues.
Yeah, the bouncy castle party.
Not only at Echo Park, but at Angeles, too. Everybody was just having a barbecue. It was awesome.
Scott Green.
Check out my shirt also when you get a chance. It says President Cool, and it's a picture of President Obama wearing sunglasses and an iPod. It doesn't make any sense.
Wow, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
Joanna's boobs.
I wore the taint stick hat for this whole
you
thing.
Did.
I forget who made the taint stick hat, but shout
who
out
is
to
taint
that
stick?
Shout out to that guy.
No
is
idea.
The one that I gave you?
Is that the one that the listener made? The listener made for
listener,
us.
I wish I could remember his name.
From ages ago, right?
Ages ago.
Uh-huh.
Did I meet him in Boston?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think you're right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks to that dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think
around the ear.
I'm really enjoying it. Check it out.
Let's gagging it down.
Watch this.
I'll be right back. I'm getting the beer.
Okay.
For those of you drinking at home, Tully's getting a beer, so you have to drink.
Yeah, that is a you have
for
to drink
those
moment.
You got Tully's under the table.
I've had this brownie in front of me this whole time and I haven't actually tried eating it.
Wow. That's really good. You did a good job on the brownies, the movie, and the album.
Yes, I did bring brownies for
John Angel's
ass. Man,
I
can't resist. I gotta do it. It's just one brownie.
Just one brownie. Look at how could that do. So good.
Yeah.
If you're drinking at home, you have to need a brownie.
Yep. Here
Scott
is.
Green. And Jingo, ladies and
Jingo.
Gentlemen.
Kangaroo Junkie's the shit.
Man, Kangaroo Junkie's the shit. This shot was awesome. One of Donald Trump's guys got this.
Yeah, look at that.
Quick glimpse of him falling over.
Man.
Imagine if the whole movie had been shot looking like that.
If we had the same guys for the first one.
Yeah, except we didn't.
Hey, we went downhill.
Well, basically the whole thing is that we did half the movie in a day.
Yeah.
And if the second day had gone as well as the first day
we had
gone,
had the whole
we would have had a much better movie
yeah, a
done
much better movie.
Ridiculously quickly.
Probably.
Instead, we took forever to
weeks,
make
dude.
A total piece of shit.
Of course, it's not the of course, it's not
yeah,
the worst.
This is the worst movie I've ever seen in my entire life.
Of course,
like, for sure.
I kind of have to agree.
And there's no way I would have gone all the way through the movie.
If you'd
this
known,
shit.
No, I
if you
that,
didn't know these guys, there's no way you'd watch this.
The only way you would have got me is if you started off with the shitting on on the fucking limbless individual.
Yeah.
I would have stayed.
Yeah, you'd be like, all right, well, they're starting there.
I'm like, what the hell?
You had no faith in me, man. You did not think I was going to pull this off in any fashion at all.
You did pull it off in some fashion.
Yes, I did. Thank you.
I mean, it's pulled off.
It's got fashion written all
over
it.
What do you think was the... I mean, it was a tough task for me to do this.
Are you eating cocaine?
Yeah.
Why?
The one thing I think I pulled off is...
I don't think we had enough, like, needles or enough pipes or something.
The one thing I think I pulled off is that this movie has basic plot continuity and place continuity.
No, you did. You did a hell of a job. Yeah. I mean,
I'm staring at a vagina, Christian, in the back.
No, I was
no,
like,
the movie sucks.
I told her, I was like, I'm just going to stare at your tits the whole time.
Yeah, okay. The movie could have not even existed. You made the movie exist.
Actually, the worst case scenario is not only did the movie not get made, but we would have paid Griffith Park like $500,000.
$5 million.
Oh, yeah, sorry. $5
million. $5 million.
We could have afforded that.
This movie cost $5,002,000.
And it's all on the screen.
Every penny.
Joanne is amazing because when it became apparent that it was going to be very hard to film the stuff that we did again on the first day, she was the one suggesting, like, why don't you just tell the whole thing in flashback? Like, I remember the time that I was walking down the street. Show that fucking shot.
She's so good.
She's so amazing.
Oh, she also said, you could make a music video. Anything will work if you just have random shots of music.
I kept on waiting for her to just give up and leave.
I know, she kept coming back, dude.
She never did.
She came to my house to do fucking stuff for the
Burning
album.
Angel, go to burningangel.com.
Go to burningangel.com. She is awesome.
Is she the chick on the album?
Yeah.
Oh, no kidding. Yeah, go to burningangel.com, joannaangel.com.
She did all the voiceover for us in the record.
We should have said that the first time we watched the movie.
The best part is, if you haven't synced up the movie right now, you have no idea what we're looking at.
Yeah, right? I'm sure you can say that. Anybody who bothered to watch the commentary track of this piece of shit movie that's on the flip side of our piece of shit album is probably still watching.
Yeah, if you're listening, you're a fucking loser. You should turn this off.
No, you're a champ.
You might want to confront the reality that you have a problem.
Yeah. It's okay. Dude, if you love The Woodsman so much that you want to watch all three commentary tracks,
you have a problem. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. You know what? You have to drink.
Yeah,
just keep drinking.
Yeah.
The koala skulls on your shoulders are the best.
Genius.
Those cost like $60.
Yeah, it was one of
those
expensive.
Those are real skulls, aren't they?
I actually had to buy the koalas off eBay and kill them for their skulls.
It's one of the true
Isn't
story.
Isn't there something real in this movie? I thought we actually had some real artifacts.
Joanna's boobs.
That knee brace is a real knee brace.
That is a real syringe.
Real syringe.
I think there's a real koala skin on the floor of the woodsman's house.
Oh, no. Really, it's a real kangaroo skin.
She's really
This is a real blowjob.
This is the only thing that's real. My second, I'd like to just say this is my second on-screen blowjob, you pricks. Thanks a fucking bunch.
We gotta get that.
We gotta get lucky number three to have.
We gotta get him
tonight could be your night.
Get it off the DVD and get it for a button, will you?
Yeah.
I made that for a button. Thank you.
What was the load that you had to spit out here?
Oh, sour cream and water. Warm, watered down sour cream.
All the load in this movie is.
And
there.
My load.
And Tully's load.
I did not know that for
Who's
the record.
Off?
Hanging out of his bun.
As the screenwriter, your lurid descriptions of boners stand out. It's like you're a Harlequin romance writer.
Exactly. So
big, juicy, whopping boner. I swear, I spent about 5 hours on this script, and it becomes apparent that was about 4.5 too many.
Thesaurus, how many synonyms for raging and juicy can I look up?
That's assuming.
That's assuming.
You want to find
Donald
him.
Is on camera on his show, isn't he?
All the time.
It's reality.
Yeah, it's reality.
Hold up, guys. You're saying that there is a axe wielding
cycle. Hey, she's on. She's
high.
She knew what she was gonna say.
Yeah.
Why don't we just pack all our shit out now and leave? I mean, you guys don't even like camping anyway.
If anyone's too pussy to come with me, then. Go ahead.
We could have pulled off like a Bad Boys shot here. It would have been great.
Yeah.
But we didn't have the technology.
A camera?
A camera. Yeah.
I believe we did have a camera.
Pretty sure we had a camera.
It was one of the few things we did have.
You know what? I love you. I love you all. It's been great. But,
Dingo. He's going for it.
Just kill it.
That's no stunt.
Skin may not have known her lines, but she committed hard to what she thought she knew.
Ha ha ha. She did.
Oh, shit.
She, the things that she thought she knew, she meant. She yeah, meant she, that she thought she knew him.
She said them hard.
Ooh, it's a variation on the Woodsman's motif.
Yeah, I noticed. You did reprise. That a couple times. Yeah. It's beautiful, the reprise.
Something's
this was her. This was actually shot during the All Is Almost Lost. Like, this movie almost stopped being made yeah. at this moment. We'd lost because we were up in the mountains yeah. and nobody's cell phone was
no
working.
Fucking cell
Colin McKay was calling us.
Christian was driving back and forth, and I mean not like like a 10 mile long yeah. back and forth. And this was
for
literally
3 hours
where
dude,
we
I drove
could have,
in and out.
This is literally where and we could have stopped and didn't.
Honestly, the fact that we got in touch with Tony Hawk was only because of a stroke of luck. Man. There was a chance Tony Hawk would have been driving around Azusa looking for
I
us.
I was down at a strip mall. You know what's really funny is I was down at a strip mall and hanging out by myself for like long enough that people start to wonder what you're doing. And I had nothing to do, but I had the tobacco that I was going to roll the joint with. So all I had nothing better to do, so I had a pouch of like hobo tobacco. So I just start rolling cigarettes hanging outside the strip mall in Azusa. So I looked really, really sketchy. It was me hanging next to this lady who was trying to keep her kid away from me. And that's when Dingo showed up. And I was waiting for Dingo. And thank God Tony Hawk was early. He showed up at the same time as Dingo. That's the only reason why Tony Hawk's in this movie. This movie wouldn't have happened.
Wouldn't have happened.
Like, you guys just would have started yelling, and I would have, like, had a nervous breakdown. And
all
then
we
would
have
had nothing.
You were close at that point.
Oh, dude.
Look at these pants. Why would you wear those pants? Why would you own those pants? Why are they still in your closet?
Oh, the ripped up ones. The ripped ones.
What was that? Like, you got a dress
I had
for
to
pants.
I had to wear those pants today because during
that
day.
Why did you still have them? Why did you still have them?
Just for an occasion like that. Because
no, there's never an occasion where you're in a movie and you die and you need ripped pants.
There is. No, there isn't. You make movies and shit. You need spare pants to destroy.
Jason's got like 3 clothing endorsements, dude. You could have got one pair of pants to ruin.
Yeah. You had a clothing sponsor.
I did.
You did.
Yeah.
Yeah. True.
Made by a flip camera that he just put in the icebox.
He did. You put the camera in the icebox.
That's how we got the POV shot. Yeah.
Man, you're so clever.
Thank you. Hey, I came up with a couple cool moves.
At this point, the kids
have sex with her.
The kids' birthday party is about 30 yards
away.
She
looks like a doll.
At one point, like a lady from like an office retreat or something came up and said, "Hey, do you guys want a hot dog?"
Oh wow, you're making a hot dog.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you
really
get
true.
One for me?
I think he already left.
This is phenomenal acting, right here.
Yeah, watch this. Look at this. The pain. Look at. How much pain is he in right there?
Yeah.
Gagging. He's in so much pain. It's
no, I remember, dude, you'd left at that point because you went to go to the MTV Video Music Awards.
Yeah.
Which was clearly more important than making The Woodsman.
What, was I supposed to do something else?
I support your decision.
Yeah,
Jason, absolutely. You helped make the covering of The Woodsman's house that you can see on the 10th.
We stitched that all together.
Yeah.
Stitching together burlap so that it wasn't transparent on every side.
Stunk out my car so bad.
It's amazing.
I didn't even know it did
hold
that.
Hold on. Something's not right.
Somebody tore all my decorations off the wall and opened my box
amazing.
With a blooming God. Onion in it.
That's not a box. That's an Esky.
It is an Esky.
We had a fridge when we were going to shoot this.
Yeah, we
stole
did.
A Red Bull fridge from the studio, but then we got kicked out of the shot that we, the spot, we, the cave we wanted to use by, what was the movie?
Mega Shark versus Giant Octopus 2.
Yeah.
which is named in the end.
Can we change the channel to that movie?
It's got to be on some screen.
Fuck, can't you just get it on the internet? It's
by the way, just so you know, we are actually watching it again and doing the thing we were saying
we
weren't going to do about 10 minutes ago.
We're just about halfway through the movie at this point. We might as well finish the commentary.
Yeah, it's great. What's that dangling in the middle of the screen?
What dangling?
What is that?
It's like a hair or something.
What? Where?
There was a thing dangling in the middle of the
there
screen.
There was, last shot. The shot changed, and probably so did the location, the actors, and the week.
This is the second month of shooting.
This is good crack acting.
Yeah, everybody here.
Except for Scott.
Except for Scott.
Scott, you dick.
And Dingo really disproves.
Amazing. He's
got
one
face. You
know
what's funny, too, is Joanna commits really hard to the lines that she has, and I don't, to this day, I still don't think she knows what the movie's about.
No
we
clue.
We would just tell her what to say. I mean, not that sure I do either, but we would tell her what to say, and she'd say it.
She's convincing. She's a good actress.
That's only because everyone else is so bad.
Right.
It's true. In context. It's in context.
Yeah. If you looked right there, you could actually see somebody in the background walk past Scott Green's head. There are a couple occasions where you just see people.
I didn't see it.
You also, you can also see the A6K very lightly in the background in one of the shots from Jason's backyard here.
Sick! Let me see if I can do that.
They're like Easter eggs.
Fuck was that?
Exactly.
Yeah, what was that?
Somebody's there. It's sticks breaking.
Oh.
But it's, you could also hear a lawnmower in the background here.
I heard that.
Yeah.
Charlotte? Over 12 million records sold worldwide. Brother of Joel Madden. Guilty as charged.
What the?
The speech gets more beautiful every time I hear it.
All by my lonesome, just to, you know, find some peace and quiet. Look inside myself, you know, get away from the whole LA scene. Earth Cafe and the Roxy.
It's actually kind of, it's kind of remarkable that actually she didn't fuck him, right?
Right.
Yeah,
no.
I know.
No, absolutely.
Well, he left straight away.
She, yeah, that's true. She didn't have a chance.
Yeah, it's true.
She looks really smitten.
And she
here.
Was sick.
Yeah, right. She was really sick when she did
and,
it.
And tied to a tree, half naked. And
she was a trooper that day. She hung in there.
Yeah, we smeared a lot of shit on her.
Yeah,
it was
we
all sticky and shit. As
I mean,
and,
if you really like, think about what we asked these people to do.
I know.
You know,
it's amazing that we could get anybody to do it.
Yeah.
He trashed my backyard, trashed
I
my
trashed
bike,
your
bo- I got
motorcycle, yeah.
I got stitches.
I made everybody, involved angry at some point during this movie.
Yeah. Dude, yes, are you kidding?
Yep.
From moment one, I was pissed.
Yeah, I remember that.
The three-hour drive, and then I got my tint fucking ticket where I had to get my tint taken out of my car.
That's nowhere near enough pussy fart. That's not even a fart, that was just pussy.
Yeah, it's just a pussy.
Dude, and you could hear it. It was quiet.
It's actually kind of vulgar. You just have a pussy.
Dude,
it's not funny if it doesn't fart.
The audio is...
Yeah.
The audio is...
It's just explicit.
The audio...
We're, we're pissed at it right now.
The audio...
We want to change it.
The audio is definitely there. We can't hear it because the audio is low here.
Yeah, but it's not, it's not going
to
be anywhere near...
It needs to be longer.
If I can't hear it from here, it's not loud enough.
Yeah, it needs to be longer.
So just make the audio louder, because it's
no,
there.
No, you have to make the whole shot longer.
You
got to
get a fucking... The fart that you used to, we had was
yeah,
soft.
You
got to
leave the whole thing in.
It's a pussy fart. You better be happy the extended fart.
It's
got to
be like... It's
got to
be
switching off it.
That was the first idea.
You should have probably like slowed it down. The entire movie should have started like,
okay.
Yeah, just come to it. Yeah.
It's got.
I can't even make that noise.
Yes.
I can't even make that noise low enough. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Trainer for a solid 4 minutes of fire.
Yeah, it needs to be like.
Tell you what. Tell you what. I'll put that version in the special edition. All right. I'll put it on. I'll put a special edition on the DVD, all right? Just for you guys. I'm serious. There is now. There's going to now be a director's cut with way more pussy fart, which you guys will know if you're watching the DVD.
You gotta fucking want that. You fucking.
So what you're saying? There's
gonna
be
two cuts.
No,
in the movie.
I think it's actually funnier.
It's gonna be in the theater. In the theater. It's
gotta
be
longer in the theater, dude.
And then go back into the.
We might get kicked out of the theater.
I want to see it actually. They might
Wait, let's do that. We'll have like a big red carpet thing, and we'll introduce the movie, and we'll be showing it for like 10 minutes, and we'll cool. And then this super slow mo movie will go for like an hour and a half until they make everybody leave.
I'll see what I can do.
Oh my god, that's amazing.
Oh, and now, by the way, now you're shitting all over Scott Green.
For an hour and a half.
Maybe a slow zoom in.
What do you think it would take?
Very slow zoom
what do you think it would take for the people who paid for tickets?
Film everybody in the movie theater, like get that infrared camera, and then that's another movie. The people, how long the people, like, all the people's faces that are disgusted and get out of the theater. Oh, come on, it's been 10 minutes. I'm fucking out of here. Like, everyone just eventually starts walking out. And then, like, the last couple of people that are there, just
Scott Green.
Bah, 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 bah. Yeah. It's all watching it. You gotta do it.
We lock Scott Green in the theater with the ongoing
I've got those eye clamps and
yeah,
all
yeah, the clock, the clockwork orange eye clamps.
Oh. That's another movie.
Done.
Done.
So how long are you going to put the pussy fight in for,
yeah, it's
really?
Got to be in for at least 15,
really,
20
I'm
seconds.
Gonna,
in the movie.
Really,
in
it's
the
be...
movie, right? Tully, do we agree?
Well, yes. No. I know what he's saying. He wants to do a separate director's cut.
A separate
cut.
Director's cut.
So that means the premiere, no one gets to see it?
No, but then
well,
the
maybe
one...
maybe we show that one during the premiere.
We have to show the director's cut at the premiere, then.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's the one.
That's the one.
Is that the one? I'm just saying.
Or maybe we don't put it on the album. And it's like, if you want to see the director's cut of The Woodsman, the only time is at the Lemley Sunshine Bar.
We should have it on there. We've got bonus features out of the arse. We've got to keep that one.
I'll put it on there. But the real movie's got to be, like, not a meta experiment where you see how long people can last through a pussy fart.
No.
It's got to be a different movie.
No, but in this movie that's in on Sunset, there's a fucking blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Okay?
It's got to be a slowed down.
All right, fine. Pussy
you do fart. Have to drop it a little bit. You do. You got to fucking just wind it back a little bit as it starts
wait, wait,
to arc
up. Hold on.
As it starts to arc
up. Aren't you inviting your grandmother to this greeting?
Me? That was the plan.
See, okay, that's the problem.
Part, that's part of the problem, dude.
What? But she's not going to be offended by anything else in the movie so far.
Dude, it's more offensive that the pussy's, not farting on there.
It is farting.
But it's not. We're saying we're watching it, and
it's
just
farting.
A pussy.
If you
dude,
blink,
listeners
you,
at home, it's
it
farting.
Shouldn't be...
It's like you just put a pussy on there. Yeah. Either make it way fucking faster, and you've got to have it in the movie.
Yeah, if you can blink and miss it, then it's too short. You need to have...
Your nana can't stop the fucking genius. It has to be... The fans will fucking freak out on that.
I've never met your grandmother, but I have to imagine she appreciates art and knows what she is.
She's going to laugh at a slow-mode pussy fight. If you don't laugh, you're dead. You have to laugh.
You have to laugh.
You can be laughed at. You can laugh and be disgusted at the same time. But you will laugh.
Yes.
You have to.
You will.
It's the funny bone of life. Man, my makeup sometimes gets really bad at this movie.
It looks a little bit different every
Those
time.
Are every time. Fucking black donuts are in my eyes.
Well, the Woodsman's kind of, he likes to change it up. He's like a Lady Gaga, always discovering some new fashion.
Yeah, all right.
Right. He's a chameleon.
Yeah. He has two dicks.
He does. One tucked away and one giant one in front.
It would come out from time to time.
This is a great line that he made up.
Oh, no. It took you a little while to get to the point you were making that much speed. But...
Yeah.
Really punching Benji Madden in the face there.
No sound effect at all.
No. It was not.
The Kawasaki logos are in there just because I had to cut to something. Otherwise, it would have been like... 4 minutes of him trying to take her clothes off.
It's actually Kawasaki, Hart and Huntington, and One Industries.
That's
a good
point.
And they are all sponsors of mine, and I'm sure they will love
this.
Also, it's exactly where they wanted to see their logo.
Also, I listened to Nixon headphones while editing this movie.
NixonNow.com.
Yeah, they're stoked.
And you try to flick blood on her, and we try to tell the story on the radio, where you just threw the blood up in the air.
Oh, yeah, I was missing her with
said,
the blood.
And then I said, give me that. This is before when you had the fan. First of all, you had the fan. You threw the blood into the fan, and nothing happened at all.
Yeah, I was really disappointed by that. I had a fan that it was trying to blow blood into the back of, and...
That's a bit, looks at that. Look at that.
Yeah.
That's so much blood. Look
that's
at that.
Almost.
And those titties.
Is it too much blood?
No.
No.
Can
no, just
be.
Like there's no, never too much pussy fart, raw dog.
You got a lot to learn, buddy.
Yeah, really. I mean, you got the basics.
But you don't have it.
There's the spooge cam.
But you don't have it.
Man, okay, what about Sunday? If we air it again on Sunday, can we just do a fucking slow-mode 5-minute pussy
fart? That's what I'm saying. We'll make two different versions.
Okay, if you want to do that version on Sunday where Nana's not coming, done.
Yeah.
But that means
because also that way, if they kick us out, we're not trying to go back the next day.
Right,
they haven't sold tickets to an event that they won't let us in for. That way, if they boot us, like fuck you
it
guys.
It is possible
too.
To be that offensive. This
is
already
true.
Pretty
of course
offensive.
It is.
Dude, it's horribly offensive.
I'm
people,
really sad that it
use this theater to get their.
I'm really sad
they
couldn't CGI some flames in under that baby.
Yeah,
but
what happened to the CGI? You promised. You wouldn't let us set fires anywhere.
That's my number one fear, is that you would just set fire to this place, and that's so much insurance money.
You'll notice that there's no decorations now.
Well, that's why you said this feels like a trap. That was the plot justification.
Is that why you said that?
Yeah,
that's why I said that.
I had been wondering.
There's a reason for everything, guys. There's a method to this whole movie.
This is...
Including the fact these were made before we had established the woodsman's hair and makeup. So it's just a picture of Jason.
It's okay, can't
you
really
did actually
it.
Make. Yeah, no, I know. You have to really point that out.
It's a bummer.
You could have maybe done a close up on that. I don't know if you had the equipment to do that.
We did a close up, and it was back. Asshole.
I didn't have the equipment to do that.
Dick's got a monitor.
This is a great joke, though. This is funny.
All of a sudden, it's a Flaming Lips video.
The most great dance at Jolts.
I mean.
Now, what am I doing with my hands here? I'm really afraid.
You're just doing the whole time. The kangaroo's on screen. You're just doing the oh my,
oh my, oh my. Oh my. It's just weird because you came on.
Yeah, he's on your team.
Now all of a sudden you like being.
Don't act all surprised.
Right. Yeah, you came over there.
Yeah. I guess I should have known what would happen.
Oh my. You're still doing oh my.
It's not the first time the woodsman has killed someone.
It would make sense if you did oh my
their
now.
Head
right, like now it should be oh my.
Your boy's getting stabbed. But before, I was like, okay, what are you pretending to do?
It's a great death.
Right.
Yeah.
Again with the snake, if you look not closely at all, you can see the thread.
The thread that pulled it along. It's amazing.
It just curled up.
Man, I never noticed the string.
It's again the real apartment.
Yeah, petrifying.
It's a nice couch.
Yeah. I don't know where they got that couch.
I wonder how much lesbian sex they've had.
Oh my god, dude.
Man, why can't that be in this movie?
Yeah.
Lesbian sex in the credits would be cool.
Would have been, yeah.
You could still do that.
Sure, we could. Joanna would give us footage.
They owe me. They owe me some lesbian sex on video for the movie. And a pussy fart.
This, of course, is Shoebox's Real House.
Yeah,
what about the pussy fart went
right
now? I've
seen in the behind the scenes.
Yeah, for some band named Tate Stick.
You're just cool for whenever, right?
Yeah, I think it should just be. Yeah.
You can just keep putting them in everywhere. You can extend this movie an hour.
Get it up to feature length.
Yeah, get it up to feature level with back-to-back pussy farts.
Just 20 just minutes every, of film and an hour's worth of pussy farts
like
scattered.
Every 7 minutes, it's just a duck, 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 duck.
The same one faster and slower.
Put some dye in one of them and really change the color of it.
It's the Muslim for the second time, guys.
Let's not do this a third time.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we might be really running out of juice for that.
Did the kangaroo not get credit?
The kangaroo did not get credit.
Oh, that's a bummer.
But Master P got credit.
Yeah,
that's important.
He had the right people, clearly.
I tried to find out like a death scene for everybody here. It's also in kind of like a Robert Rodriguez machete yellow.
Yeah, I like it.
Would that be the inevitable dash of pretension right there?
Yeah, that's the inevitable dash of pretension.
Man,
I pulled off
really
a few.
Look like a dead person to say.
Dingo. Yeah. Benji Madden. Because the thing is that people are going to watch the credits, so right at the end it should...
Yeah.
When you think that it's nothing else is coming.
Right there or...
No, after all this. Because they're going to watch through all this shit, thinking that there's something coming. So the thing that we have to give them is the pussy fart. Because they're going to go the whole movie being like, I can't believe that. What happened to the pussy fart that they were supposed to put in it? And then... at the end.
People are going to walk out for this.
No way! People are going to walk out.
Honestly, I mean, I think the credits are at least as entertaining as the movie itself.
Yeah.
If you didn't leave right
then. Mega Shark versus Giant Octopus.
The Los Angeles Parks Department, thank you.
Freesound.org.
Provided all the sound effects.
Is that where the pussy fart sound effects come from?
Yes.
Michelle, the cookie lady. I think there's two L's in Michelle.
If your name is Nicholas, fuck you.
There's two L's in Michelle, isn't there?
Commentary's about the end.
For her, maybe
not.
Shut
up. Thank you for listening.
True.
I think she's a one-L'er.
She's a one-L'er?
I think so.
I'll check on my Facebook. We're our friends.